Yeah, y'all are about to get a whole bunch of bonus episodes because I was not expecting BlizzCon this week, as well as finally sitting down and watching season 2 of Penthouse, and I have to recap season 1. Y'all about to get a few bonus episodes, so sit in and strap in and let's do this. Okay, see you guys in a bit. So, last weekend, couple days ago, was BlizzCon. They decided to do it online and stream it through YouTube, and I was not really prepared to cover BlizzCon. Well, let me be honest, I don't really care about Diablo. I don't play Overwatch. I dabble in Hearthstone, so I really only cared about the Warcraft stuff. That's what I watch. That's what I cared about. And it was a good show. I mean, I don't really like gaming conventions aside from like the announcements of what's to come. And so normally, like, I don't watch the Sony press conference. I don't watch the, you know, Nintendo Direct, any of that. All I wait for is when it shuts down and then they pull apart and they edit out the pieces I want. And thank God Blizzard did that and threw it up on the Warcraft channel, because that's what I wanted. All I wanted was what they were going to do with Warcraft. What are my thoughts so far? Okay, I saw the, trailer, cinematic trailer that leads into Chains of Domination. And if you want me to break that down, I will. My speculation, I really don't, I have to watch it again. So if y'all want me to do a separate one where I break that down completely, I will. You know what? Never mind. I'll do it right now. So in it, we see Anduin has been turned and he kills, quote unquote, the Archon and takes her soul back to the jailer, which, like, did we not all perceive that Bastion was going to be the first one to get hit? That cultish, overconfident area? Like, yeah. Well, let's start. Okay, so this is taking place after the whole rebellion thing. Uther is being taken to jail, I presume. And they're talking about what's going on with the Maw. Somebody tells, you know, the Archon that there's a mortal and a king, and we are like, okay, Anduin. How the fuck did Anduin get out? And he walks over and he just seems suspicious. Like, Anduin is so wide-eyed and everything that he'd be looking around like, oh my God, the whole time. Like, legitimately, Anduin, while being an adult, is still like a child at heart in a good way. He still finds things amazing. And I mean, if he was stuck in the Maw the whole time, Bastion for him would probably be like, hell yeah, this is perfect. So when he gets there and he starts talking, you immediately can tell something's up. Well, when Uther looked at him, you knew something was up. I could tell by the way he was walking something was up, because there's just a way that they animate Anduin's walking, and like I said, he's very, like, idealistic and young at heart. He would have been entranced by the beauty of Bastion. Like, Bastion is a very beautiful zone. I don't particularly care for the politics that go down in Bastion, but as a zone, it's very pretty. So when he gets there and he goes all evil Anduin and stabs her with the new Mournblade, it was kind of hardcore. I'm sitting here, I'm on like edge of my seat, sipping my drink, like, holy shit. And he harvests her soul, Lich King style, and it gets sent to the jailer, and you can see Anduin peeking through. And like, they didn't even have to, when they panned up to him, I instantly knew that Anduin was trying to break through, and then they, like, brought attention to it, and that's a really good animation. Like, good up on the Blizzard animation team. And so they get him back under control, and he makes the comment that they have, you know, sealed the brother away. So I kind of want to know what went down. Like, I'm interested in the story a lot with this one. So he gets, you know, poofed back to the Maw, and of course the jailer takes the soul, and we're officially entering what they call season two. Is this a good way to stagger out content? I'm not sure. This is the first major patch, and it's been, what, 3 months? November, yeah, about 3 or 4 months. So that's kind of good, you know, let everybody get in and play the game a little bit before you start adding content. Are they going to, like, add a raid per, you know, thing? Or are they going to do multiple? I don't know how many raids they're going to end up opening. So my husband was like, he hopes it's not like Draenor, where you only had, like, 3 major raids. So I hope they do more. What else did they talk about? They talked about the new, like, pets they were giving away. I had no interest in that. I have pets. I don't really, you know, bother with them, except for, like, my little Cerberus pup. I love him. But what else did they talk about? Oh, the flying mounts. Yes, they're going to be opening flying. So I have words on that one. Let me take a little sip of water and we'll get into that. So they're going to be opening up flying mounts, and they got the, showed the mounts per covenant, and the Bastion, Kyrian, why do I call him Bastion? The Kyrian have, this, like, owl bird thing. It looked cute, I guess. I never had any intention of going to Bastion hardcore as my covenant, so, I mean, it looks nice. I have no characters that can go there and benefit from it anyway, so. Ardenweald got reskinned dragons from Pandaria. My husband called them Falcor, and they kind of do look like Falcor from Neverending Story. I told him, I was like, they just look like they put weasels on the dragon built from Mop. And he's like, yeah, that's exactly what they did, I guess. Maldraxxus, well, I don't like their mounts personally on an aesthetic level. They got the more original one, them and Revendreth. I guess they, and then they, like, try to make it sound cool, which to me was like, it's lamer. Like, they're dead bugs. Woohoo. But I guess, you know, they're of interest. Nothing really to write home about. Now, Revendreth got friggin' gargoyles. I wanted those. I don't even have a character to go to Revendreth either. And, like, benefit. All my characters are gonna friggin' Maldraxxus and Ardenweald benefit-wise. Like, that's the best zone for them. Which sucks. I'm like, I don't want Falcor or the bug. What, the gargoyle? That's the edginess in my heart, that I love everything to do about Revendreth's aesthetic, but I have no character that can benefit from any of their buffs. Oh, man. It's like, it's so cool. I really actually assumed my warlock could go to Revendreth, but she actually would benefit more from Maldraxxus. So, yay me. I was, like, least excited to go to Bastion and Maldraxxus. So now I gotta go to Maldraxxus and deal with the dead people. And Ardenweald, I was actually really excited to go to, because I like foresty stuff. And you play a druid long enough, all this stuff is really pretty. It's like the Emerald Dream to me. So I have no issue having to be stuck in Ardenweald for a little bit. What else? They talked about, I guess, the next big raid, with Sylvanas being your boss that you have to fight, the final boss. And While I am happy that they're going to be like doing an about face with her, I'm annoyed because they made her Garrosh 2.0. We knew they were doing it, but it's annoying. If she was going to be the main villain, make her the main villain. And we knew once the jailer was introduced, she wasn't going to be made the main villain. And I know they're trying to do this about face, heel face turn. But it's like, you made her a heel to make her a face. Why do y'all do this? Like, I get Sylvanas is the obvious choice to make evil. But so is Gen Greymane. I will die on that hill that they just needed to make Gen Greymane evil. Like, tell me stuff he does that does not scream, oh, he's about to betray some bitches. Like, or Tyrande, they have that set up perfectly. Next game needs to literally be somebody from the Alliance doing some fuck shit. Because there is no reason why the Alliance has this many characters about ready to start a civil war with the king over pettiness. And it's always like, oh, but the Horde. Like, no. Y'all wrote the story. That's the thing. Y'all write the story and then y'all go like, well, you know, it's they're comrades and they want to argue. And it's like, no, you literally have two characters sitting there waiting, just salivating with story potential, and you're ignoring it because you want to keep a status quo. Stop with the status quo stuff. Not every villain needs to come out of the Horde, you know, just because the Horde is the quote unquote evil faction, which they aren't, doesn't mean every character that is evil comes from the Horde. If you really view it properly, all of the big bads of Warcraft come from the Alliance. Every major, especially the first couple ones, like, think about it. You had Arthas, you had Illidan, you know? Those two were Alliance people, you know? Even when you look at Lady Vash or Deathwing, that's a lot of Alliance tied story-wise. And it's like, but the Horde. What about the Horde? The Horde is out here just living our lives. And I have an Alliance character. I have two. And I have no issue with the Alliance as a concept. But playing both sides tells me there's tons of infighting in the Alliance. There is, you know, orc-based racism. There's a lot of story potential that you can get down. Sorry if you hear my little munchkin, winter break and all. There's a lot of story potential with the Alliance. Like, we're tapped. We're tapped on the Horde side. Horde can't do you nothing. Unless you make up some bullshit, Horde is done right now story-wise. There's nothing that the Horde can give you. Because you done everything over there. You done changed our leaders. You done, you know, restructured the government over there. Like, the Horde is pretty much, we're tapped for story there. But the Alliance, they have all the villains. They have all the story potential. You can literally build anything. Hell, they had a transition of power and nothing happened. Nothing. No Red Ridge Varian supporters didn't pop up. They went to freaking Kul Tiras and they were like, nah, fam, we don't follow the Boy King. Like, they call Anduin the Boy King. Come on. The freaking Night Elves, they aren't, like, tell me, the Night Elves look like they're ready for a civil war. They have been, like, chomping at the bit for a civil war for a minute now. Like, next couple expansions, that go to the Alliance, have them screw stuff up, and then the Horde can help, you know, with that treaty we have. Don't, like, have us break the treaty again. Like, that's so stupid. Like, Shadowlands, yes, it's easy to have us deal with outside forces, but at the end of the day, it's still a problem that stems from a Horde leader. So, what needs to be next is a problem stemming from an Alliance leader or an Alliance town. Something needs to go down over there because y'all done set up so many dominoes that are ready to be knocked down. we need to get that story going. We have the infighting with Tyrande and the Alliance. We have Gan and Matthias Shaw over there plotting. Like, come on, Blizzard. You have the writers. You guys have the time. Come up with something good. Don't go like, oh, well, after Shadowlands, the Xandalar decided they didn't want to be a part of the Horde anymore, so they started saying, no, don't do that. Because then it's like, okay, that doesn't make any sense. Sorry for all the speculation stuff. I don't know. Sometimes I go on tangents. But you guys stick around for it. So I thank you for, you know, dealing with my tangents. No, what I've played so far Shadowlands, I enjoy. And I can't wait to play some more when I have the chance to sit down and do it. The press conference, them bringing back that mega dungeon thing, I was like, oh god, this is gonna take forever. I don't know if it was a mega dungeon or mega raid, one of the two, with the 8 bosses. I'm like, I hate long dungeons. I hate having to go through super long dungeons. I'm gonna do it because Sylvanas, but because I need content. But at the same time, I'm like, I hate dungeons that are super long. I hate raids that are super long. I'm going to do it, though. It's going to be fun. Hopefully, I'll get with a good group that are not jerks. So, is there anything else that I need to talk about? I think I need to just wrap this one up. It was literally, like I said, it was probably going to be a short episode. I'll try to knock out another episode before I call it a day. So all in all, what did I think about the press conference essentially? I don't know. It was okay. It was a press conference. I don't really care about those. Only thing I cared about that was of interest to me was where we're going next. And the fact that we're gonna have a foothold in the Maw is interesting. Like, we're going to take the fight to the jailer. That's interesting to me. And the revamping of Torghast was pretty interesting. I haven't even gotten into Torghast, so it's all going to be new to me. Like, I won't even know the revamps. Everybody be like, oh, did you see this, this, and that? I'm like, is it different from before? Like, nah, I can't wait to actually, like, you know, get in there and do that stuff. It's going to be interesting. I can't wait to actually, you know, get to, you know, be able to explore the mall without, like, having that damn timer on you. But besides that, I think that's it. Like I said, it was a press conference that I really boiled down to stuff. I looked at stuff that I cared about. Like, while it was interesting, I wasn't going to sit here and talk about the voices of the Shadowland. It was interesting, but it's not like enough interesting to like report back the cooking video. I didn't care about. Like, I may go back and watch it to get the recipe, but that's about it. I'm not going to sit here and be like, guys, that recipe though. Like, I get these things get padded out because, you know, 4 hours is a lot of time to kill. And I just pretty much talked about what they talked about in less than 30 minutes. So, you know. Do better, War. I'm joking. Nah, they did good. They did a good job. Am I going to continue to play? Yes. Is it so bad that I'm like, fuck this game? No. Is it perfect? No. I can see spots. But I will leave that for another day. Another video. I'm pretty sure I talked about that in my video that's probably coming out soon. But besides that, I think that's about it, guys. I will see you in the next one. Bye.